Echacha, Toshinayin Tes. We're going to follow a different thread this time. First pasuk, you have a Yom Hashem Lavram, Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha Mu'latecha Mi'beis Avicha El Aretz Asher Eka. Right, so you understand that early it's the you know, to Avram, the tzivui to Avram, first time Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him, leave, you know, your land, leave your birthplace, leave the house of your fathers, and go to the land that I'm going to show you. But this now is a very interesting thing from Rav Naftolmi Rupchitz, the Rupchitzer, he was a very interesting person. Rupchitzer, Rav Naftolmi Rupchitz. He was a Talmud, right? He was one of these Hasidim who obviously wasn't born into Hasidus. He became a Hasid. He was a gigantic Talmud Chacham, right? He was a Talmud of a person known as Rabbi Meshulam Igra, who was like he was the Rebbe of the Ktsos and like all these like really big Dolim. He was his Talmud, and eventually he became a Talmud of the Chozim Lublin, right, which is very, you know, really very Hasidic, and he was known for having, right, an incredible sense of humor, but his sense of humor always had deep things inside of it, and he also interestingly, on his matseva, and he lived in a generation of really big people, it says, Yachid Bedoro B'chachmas Elokim, an individual, right? He was no one else like him in what he called, with the wisdom of the Chachmas Elokim, like, as a reference like to Kabbalah and stuff like that. So on the one hand, he's a Talmudist, a Kabbalist, his interesting sense of humor. Like, he walked in one time, the story goes, he went one time to... I mean, there are lots of stories about him, but one story is that he came in once to see his rabbi, the Chozim Lublin, and he starts, he's looking underneath the table, looking into the chair, in the corner there, right? And finally the Chozim says, Rav Naftali, what are you doing? He says, nothing, I'm looking for your smile, you seem to have lost it. So, he was a very, very interesting person. Very, very interesting person.
Class is interrupted now for a phone call.
No. It's interrupted because I forgot to put it on silent. Now I'm putting it on silent. Now they can call all they want. Okay. Listen, this is very interesting. So this is the name of his sefer, Zera Kodesh. Lech lecha mi'artzecha. Let me check one second. Okay. Lech lecha mi'artzecha. Ki Avram Avinu Olav HaShalom Hayem Shoteit U'mechashev V'machshavto Tomid Shifluso. He was always thinking of his humility. How he's not worthy. Shifluso. V'choshev V'dayto Eich Yachol Anilios Tzadik Godol B'Shleimus. How could I possibly reach Shleimus, right? Completion, be a tzadik gadol. V'shal yodai, yisparsim k'dushosu yisbroch shmo kiritzoni uchukosi. How could I possibly accomplish that I would reveal Hashem's name to the world, right? The way I really want to do. Who am I? I'm chopped liver. V'ani ba mi eretz molarati mi'ir kazdim anshe resha. I come from a land of people of Rishayim. Umulati mishpachti avosai hema ovdei avodah zarah. My whole family are ovdei avodah zarah. Ve'echev shar le'ish kazel yos tzadik v'kodosh kol kach. How could a person, right, from this sort of a nature nurture, yeah, be a tzadik and so kodosh? V'be'emes af shetov ma'od sha'odam yachshov shifluso. V'lavo l'midas hachnoa v'anovan. And even though the fact is, it is good for a person to be humble, right? Im kol zeh, but in spite of all of this, V'yigba libo v'darki Hashem k'siv. It says in the pasuk in Divrei Yamim, v'yigba libo v'darki Hashem. A person should have what they call in like in German, Stolzkeit. You know,
Divrei Yamim is the Parish form.
No, Divrei Yamim is just what he calls the Besefer, right? Called Tanakh. Yeah, what he calls it. He says v'yigba libo v'darki Hashem. A person should have a Stolzkeit, a what he called a sense of self. That what he called that I can do the Ratzon Hashem, right? In other words, you can't allow your humility, right, and you're thinking, who am I, and what can I do, and what can I possibly accomplish, to prevent you from actually doing what you need to do. Right? Im shifloso, right, lagbia es atzmo vayidei ma ye derech leze lagbia daitu, im shiflus vachnoso hakvua belibu hu al derech ze, right? The only way you can then on the one hand here I'm totally, you know, self-effacing. Like who am I? What can I possibly accomplish? My background, my nurture, my nature, all the, you know, 9 yards, etc. Who am I? And even if maybe it did Averas even, right? We know that I was over to Vodazara right beforehand. So how can I possibly overcome that? Right, and yet I want to do all these things. It says, "Vayig believe with Dark Hashem." I want to have that strength of character to be able to accomplish. So what I need to realize that there's no limit to Hashem's Rachmanis, and in spite of all of my deficiencies, but because His Rachmanis is endless, right? There's no limit to His Rachmanis. He'll aid me. V'imomar yomar Adam. Right? If I say that I can't possibly accomplish anything, what you're doing is limiting Hashem's Rachmanis. You're limiting the concept of His Siyata Dishmaya to you. How dare you do such a thing? Right? And therefore, and how do the bold? A person has to, what he called, Ubotech bo Yisbrach, Shvarov Rachmanuso, Uretzono, we're in the bold there, Vehetiv Lebruav, I have to have Bitochen and Hashem, that in all of his Rachmanis, and his Ratzon, his will to do good by all of his creations, Yazrenu Lavodos, Hashem will aid me, in spite of all my deficiencies, in spite of all my shortcomings, in spite of all my chesronos, right? In spite of, but because Hashem's Rachmanis is limitless, He will aid me. Va'af shehu me'od b'shofel ha'madrega, even though I'm a zero, I'm chopped liver. K'nei le'ativo b'achwisu, nonetheless, since Hashem is, His Rachamim is limitless, He will aid me in order to benefit me in the end. And that's what Baruch Hu taught to Avram in the beginning of the parsha. Lech lecha me'artzechom ladzechom mi'beis avicha. Right? Leave behind your thoughts of what he called, not, it's the way we usually understand it is, leave behind the culture that you're associated, leave behind the family ties that you're associated, leave behind what he called your past, etc. Start a whole new bright future. Says the Rapture, sir, no, what he called the Pshat and the Pasuk is what he called, leave behind your feelings of deficiency, right? Your feelings of that it's impossible for you to accomplish, because look where I come from, he called, leave behind that attitude of being preoccupied with what you consider to be all your deficiencies, and focus on Hashem's, what he called, Hashem is endless, right, in His Rachmanis, and you'll be successful. Right? Saleika machshava azos mi'atzvecha v'tig b'libcha b'darki Hashem, and allow your heart to become proud in what he called avodas Hashem. V'yisparsim al yodcha k'dushasi kirtzonecha. And my sanctity will thereby become revealed to all the rest of the world, right? The way you want to do it. So that's pretty cool. That's a very interesting, right, start to the parsha. Mm-hmm. Very interesting start to the parsha. So now, that being the case, if we're following the derech of the Rapshitzer, right, in his instructions of the parsha, so now let's follow that sort of, you know, that sort of world outlook, right, of Avram as he enters into Eretz Yisrael and as he experiences all the things that he experiences.
With the Peshad of the
Rapture. The Peshad of the Rapture, what we tell him is coming to overcome a sense of what he called of I can't possibly be effective, right? Whereas he's listening to what Hashem says, I'm going to leave that behind. And there, every new revelation that he has and the way he relates to it, right, it's a lesson for us. Right, it's a lesson for us. is, right, when we say, when we call Chazal say, Chayav Adam Lomar, Masai Yagyu, Masai the Masai of Osai. Person should say, when are my actions going to reach those of my forefathers, right? So, you know, so when we talk about, yeah, I want to be a Baal Chesed like Avram, I want to be a Baal Yir and Avoda like Yitzchak, I want to be a Baal Emes and Torah like Rachamim, like what he called, like Yaakov, right? And we say that, and we give it lip service, etc., right? And what he called it, and then we put it back on the back burner, and we don't think about it anymore. But if you think about it in the context of the Rupchitzer, right? That what he called, that Avram is overcoming a feeling of what he called of how can I possibly be successful, right? He's overcoming that because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him you must overcome it. You must leave that behind. So now I think everything that we look at, you know, through different points in the parsha, we look at, I think will have new meaning for us. So it says, yeah, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Vav. Vayavar Avram ba'aretz ad makom Shechem ad elon morev akhani az ba'aretz. The first place he comes to is Shechem. Shechem. Okay, so Rashi says, "Ad makom Shechem lispalel al bnei Yaakov, keshiyavol lilochim b'Shechem." He comes to Shechem, and he's going to daven there for his children, because in the days of Yaakov, there's going to be a war there between what he called the bnei Yaakov, right, the Shvatim, and Shechem after Shechem, kidnaps, right, and what he called and assaults what he called Dina.
So he saw all this.
Right? He saw this. And that needs discussion in its own right. Like, what's going on here? And he calls it also Elon Moreh, Hu Shechem, Her'eo Har Grizim, Har Eval, Shisham Kiblu Yisrael, Shvua Satorah. So he comes to Shechem, and he first, and here in the Chumash, it's very interesting. He says, Vayavor Avram Ba'aretz, Ad Makom Shechem, Ad Elon Moreh. It's the same place, but it's got two names. It's called Shechem, and it's called Elon Moreh. So Rashi picks up on that, and he says, because each of these names is relating to a different, what he called, a different aspect of the place. Shechem relates to the fact that he needs to daven there for the Bnei Yaakov when they go to battle against the people of Shechem. And Elon Moreh is indicative of when, what he called, when the Jewish people crossed into Eretz Israel, right, after leaving the desert, and they come to the Har Grizim and Har Eval, right, and they receive the blessing and the curse, etc., right? So that's it's called Elon Moreh, right? Elon Moreh, the place of Moreh, of instruction. Where Elon is also can be related to the word Allah, which is like the curse, the oath of what he construction.
That's where the new bris was made.
Right, when they came into Eretz Israel. So here, so says the Gur Aryeh, right, in his parish on Rashi. He says, why did Hashem show him? Yeah, why did Hashem show him Har Grizim Har Eval, this place first? Imishvil Kabbalah Satorah, Dayavik Shiomer Lo Advarim Balpeh. If he wants to tell him that they're going to be Makabal the Torah, so let him just tell it to him as in a prophecy. Why does he have to show him the place? V'lama Hutzruch Har Oslo. Why does he have to show it to him? In other words, if it's part of making Avram aware of what his children are eventually going to receive,
that's where he was though.
I understand, but it kind of rare what he called it, and what we'll see in a second. In other words, all of a sudden he comes there, because he realizes something. He realizes there's something here about this place. Now, is it important for him to see the place? It's important for him to know that's what's going to happen. So, Davin. She says a very interesting thing. Elanira Sheherel Avram Malas Oretz Shabolasham. He wanted to show Avram the qualities of Eretz Yisrael. Sheish mekomos v'Eretz Yisrael k'shurim b'male al yona hein lebracha hein leklala. That there are places in Eretz Yisrael, right, where what emanates from the land, from the earth itself, from the physical earth, in this place over here, emanates these events, right? And these events, I'll say, be mekabel, what he called the bris of Hashem, coming into Eretz Yisrael, through Har Griz and Har Evel, it's tied to the place. It's tied to the place. He wants to show him not only the event that's going to place, he wants to show the quality of Eretz Yisrael, the unique nature of Eretz Yisrael. This part of Eretz Yisrael is unique for causing this bris to take place in such a place.
That's interesting.
Interesting, yeah?
Well, it could have possibly been.
So the part of the idea is, the chora, right? Part of the idea is, And I think that he's introducing Avraham into the idea that every place, right, everything he's going to come into contact with, has the Nekudas HaKedusha, like we've heard so many times from the, what he called from the Svas Emes, yeah? There's a Nekuda of Kedusha that we call that's meant to be extracted from every event and from every place and from every occurrence and from every relationship. There's always the point to reveal the flame of Hashem's presence in everything. And so he shows the unique part of Eretz Yisrael is this is a place which is especially unique for giving over to the Jewish people both bracha and klala. Then further he says, let's see until the end of the Gemara. The Herelo Har Grizim Har Evel Shem Kibla Torah Gei Bracha Klala. The Eich Elo Mekomos Kshurim Bekoach Elokim Lamala. He showed him how, right, how this the Koach of the Ribon Shalom is tied in this unique fashion to this place. So that's a very special, right? The fact that you begin to see in front of you, rather than just seeing, you know, everything looks the same, just, you know, a little change in the scenery, okay? This looks like this, and this looks like that, but you don't see anything unique about it. Here, he's putting him in touch with the idea that there is this Nekudas Elohim in each place, and here it's a unique Nekuda. Ubalav hachi, in the bold here, Ubalav hachi nami lo kosher, ki amokam gorim, shekem shebol amokam shiela asi, kol elu advarim, agdolim ba alav anavua, mikol elu advarim. This is really what is actually a step beyond it. In other words, he's traveling. He comes to this place, and out of the kilu from the earth emanated the nevuah. Right? In other words, to tell him, right? Not just that Hashem reveals to him, but it emanated out of this place. This place is going to command Avraham Avinu. Here's Avraham Avinu. How could I possibly, as it were, how could I possibly, you know, overcome all my deficiencies? Like we start off with the Rav Titzer. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lech Lecha. What he called the Rachmanis is endless. My Rachmanis is endless. What he called, leave behind all your feelings of what he called of self-effacement, what he called in the negative way, or the, obviously in a positive sense, it's good, but that you can't accomplish. Because my Rachmanis is endless. And then he goes into Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, out of the place itself emanates the Nevuah. In other words, once you want to bring Hashem's name into the world, every place you're going to come in contact with, you're going to be able to find Hashem there. It's right out of this place here. He had this prophetic experience. Not only that, again, look at how charged
like,
Avram is.
Like Harmluch, like Harbais.
Right, Harbais, right, Bidyuk, right. If you think about it, in Vayera, next week's Parsha, so the Kliyakar, I should maybe even say this over here, I remember because we say over here, he always says, he says, Lech Lechal, go to yourself. Right. Go to yourself, right? We learned that. Right? So what do you call, go to yourself. And so the first Lech Lecha is going to Eretz Yisrael, and the final Lech Lecha, or the apex of Lech Lecha is going to the Har HaBayis, where he called to bring Yitzchak as a Korban, etc. That's the ultimate Nisayon. The ultimate Nisayon, to find yourself. It's interesting. The Sifse Kohen, right? Talmidia Ari.
I can see that. So Abraham came to, that's the first place he came to. Hashem wanted to make a big impression.
To show him the record that it's all inside. It doesn't matter what's covering on the outside. It's all inside. Even now the earth itself is going to emanate a nevuah for you over here. So Avram, you know, don't you think what he called? How can I possibly overcome all of my issues? My love for you is endless. My rachmanis for you is endless. Don't allow your humility. Humility is important, but don't allow your humility to prevent you from moving forward because you don't believe you're capable. Don't allow your humility to what he called to retard your self concept. What's his name? The Sifse Kohen says. It says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Avram, Vayavor Avram ba'aretz ad mekom Shechem." What does it mean? Vayavor Avram ba'aretz ad mekom Shechem. So the Sifse Kohen says that Avram went with love to each place. He wanted to experience the beauty, the sweetness of Eretz Yisrael. He went to this place, but he called his, ah. When he came to Shechem, all of a sudden the Nevuah burst out, but he was just searching for the, what he called, for the affection, the love for Eretz Yisrael. He went from place to place, he just wanted to touch every part of Eretz Yisrael, because he knew in Eretz Yisrael, this would be the place where we can find what he called the Rabbon Shalom, where I can proclaim the Rabbon Shalom to the best of my ability to the rest of the world. So he's going from place to place. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that your servants, they love your stones even. The stones, what do you call it, the holy stones of Eretz Yisrael.
I wonder if each place had a specific character trait that you could get
from. Probably. For sure. Just everybody called, the totally tells us the things that are really called, are, you know, that we need for generations. So he came to Shechem, all of a sudden, then the Nebuah came about, told him about, this is a place to daven for, what he called for the Bnei Yaakov, and this is also a place where to show the incredible godless, this is the place that the bris that the Jewish people are going to make with their Rebbeinu Shalom. Then afterwards he travels. It says, "Va'yera Hashem al Avram va'yomer lezaracha tenes la'aretz hazos." This is what he called. This is by I. I think this is near Beis El. I think.
So after Shem, he goes to Beis El.
Yeah, what do you call it? Let's just make sure. Yud Beis Zion. Right. Oh, no, I take it back. This is what he called. I got ahead of myself. This is still in Shechem. Vayera, and Hashem appears to him. This is the text of what he called the Nevuah. Vayera, Hashem el Avram. Vayomu lezaracha, atenis ha'oretz hazos. Vayivin sham izbeach, l'Hashem ha'nirai elav. Nirai elav. So he, Hashem appears to him.
How did he appear to him?
What?
But he didn't have anybody.
He
wasn't like Moshe.
Really. I know, he didn't see Basbaklari Amira, but he had a vision. But you're right, he's pointing out over here that this is something he didn't experience before. And it doesn't say in the beginning of Lech Lecha, right? What do you call Vayera Lav Hashem? Lech Lecha. Here it says Vayera. So what do you call it? So the Ramban says, Etam Lashem and Irei Lav. Why did he build a Mizbeach? Mizbeach Lashem and Irei Lav. Ki Hoda Lashem an Nichbad. He gave thanks to Hashem. Vizavach Lo Zevach Toda. Al Shanir Elav, he gave thanks to Hashem for the prophetic experience. Rashi has a different way of explaining it, but what is he giving thanks over here? Right? He's building Mizbeach, right? La Shem Anir Elav. The Mizbeach is a sacrifice, is a Zevach Torah, a thanksgiving offering for what? That Hashem appeared to him. That Hashem appeared to him. Again, it's not the way Rashi explains it. He's giving thanks for having been told that he's going to receive Eretz Yisrael. Right? But here he called the Ramban says he's giving thanks to him on the fact that that Hashem appeared to him. In other words, in a full blown prophetic experience, rather than until now he'd only seen things in dreams. He didn't appear to him, right, called in prophetic visions, etc., of one sort or another. When Hashem told him first, Lechacha, he was in a dream. It was a dream. And then this is the first time he had this prophetic experience. He built a mizbeach of thanks for his having done that. Now, right? Right? So now.
Yeah, so how did he appear? Was it
fire? Doesn't say. It says, now, look at this Meshech Chacham. This Meshech Chacham is fascinating. Right? Vayivan sham mizbeach l'Hashem anirei lov. Ha'inyinu, right? Al pi mashakosov, this is important. He quotes a pasuk in Iyov. Umibisari echze eloka. From my flesh I will see, right, the God. From my flesh. This is what he called. This is a pasuk in Iyov. Perikutes pasuk chavav, right? What he called. The Meshech Chachma quotes it. Umibisari echze eloka. And from my flesh I shall see the Creator. Behula daiti. Ki anefesh atzmo. Maskil ruchani, masig amitas Hashem Yisbarach mitziuso umoro. Bechoro rak.
Doesn't say in my flesh I will know Hashem. Doesn't say in my flesh I will be with Hashem, but Hashem.
Through my flesh I will see Hashem.
Through my flesh.
So that's what the Meshech Chachma says. Rak bishvil shemelubash bechomer gas masach madil chotzit beinol levin aviv shem reshamayim nachutz lanu haTorah shikli machazeh. Right? Lezakech ha-chomer la-hasir malbushav ha-tsoim ad ki yashuv kibotar mu-ivaldo. Right? A Jew, when he's searching for the Rabbon Shalom, right? Through Torah, through mitzvahs, etc. So then not only does his flesh not become a hindrance to his perception of Hashem, but his flesh becomes, as what he called as the Meshech HaKohen, is like a microscope to be able to see Hashem. He's able to perceive Hashem. He's able to perceive Hashem more deeply in his experience because of his body. Once his body is what he called is no longer preoccupied just with what he called with his physical needs, but rather what he called he's trying to sanctify everything that he does.
But he has to be a little more clear. Let's say when the Jew searches for Hashem, his flesh becomes a vehicle.
It was a vehicle.
How do you say that happens?
Because we are in a physical world. We are in a physical world. And you have two options in front of you. You can either allow the goof, right, to be dragged down to earthiness, right, into physicality, in which case it becomes a screen that blocks you from connecting because I'm too preoccupied with, with physicality.
So you say flesh is our body.
Right. But what do you call, but when a person is at work, because since a person may be tselem, ubedemus, right? And every part of a person's goof, every part of a person's goof, when he sanctifies it through what he called, through the attempt to make his actions purer, more Torah related, more giving, more chesed oriented, not encumbered by anger, trying to what he called disencumber himself from angers and jealousies and what he called all the other things. So his goof, every part of his goof is really a physical concretization of the way Hashem has structured the spiritual universe.
So only just so okay, so that's what so it's because flesh like, is, our flesh is our the goof,
right.
Our physicality,
right.
And he was just directing all its physicality.
Right, but I said, remember, in the spiritual universe, there are eyes, Eini Hashem, Yad Hashem, right. There, every part of our body has its mirror in Shemayim as a koach. So when we are purified our goof through what we call trying to do the will of Hashem. So what happens is our very goof becomes like antennae. It picks up the signal. It becomes like it really becomes like a microscope or a telescope, which gives us the ability, as it were, to see things more clearly because we are living in a physical world. In order to be able to pick up, right, to be able to find Hashem in the physical world, you need to have a lens through which to look at it. So your soul is your soul. Your soul is totally spiritual. But what my somebody called, but it's encased in a goof. So if the goof is totally what he called and diametrically opposed, God forbid, to the soul, so then it becomes like a lead casing. But if, however, what he called the goof, what he called, is in sync with the soul, then not only does it cease to prevent him from the soul seeing, but however, it aids the soul in seeing it because it becomes a lens that magnifies things.
How do you do that? Being kosher.
Yeah, recall, you're working on your midos, somebody called, not being preoccupied with what he called, et cetera, right? Right, yeah, okay, fine. A Torah, she clean machazem, microscope, he says, microscope, right? The zake chachomer, lahasir malbush of atzoim, ad ki yashuv kvo terem yivoldo. The Adam Arishon, right? Kodam achet, before he sinned, hayachomer zach, his physicality was pure, ubahir and clear. The dak, it was what he called, it was like very, almost translucent, as it were. Asher lo chatzatz mu'uma beino levein mare kvod Hashem. It didn't divide him from seeing Hashem. V'chein halach arum, that's what walked naked. Right, because his physicality wasn't associated with anything that was inappropriate. Right, it was like his what he called Makam Erva was like what he called his kilo, the place you put your tefillin. It doesn't make any difference what he called your head is where your tefillin, and this is from procreating. Ki hamaskila ruchani bal yitzarech lechasos bas zar erva v'shavolo lemakam anachas tefillin. He also shum taiva v'inyan ra. He didn't have anything, right? He didn't have anything that was pulling him away from Hashem. Ach kasher achal me'etz hadas nishapech lechomer gas muvdal me'amitas hasagoso v'yiskarvusa lelokim v'chomro chatzatz v'kochos roim. Now his goof has changed. That's why when Hashem comes, record, and he says, record, where are you? He says, I'm hiding. He says, because I heard you, says the Meshech Chachma. I can't see you anymore. Right? He used to be able to see, but because his goof was not a lead sheath around him. But after you sin, all Adam could say, I hear you. I couldn't say I could see you because he had sinned. He transformed his physicality. Right? Vine, min oz, right? From that point onward, from the sin of Adam, lo matzanu rak vayomer Hashem. You only find Hashem speaking. Avlo la vayera Hashem, not Hashem appearing. Right, Rakishuba Avram the Eretz Yisrael. When Avram came to Eretz Yisrael, his dakech chomro, his physicality became purified. He came to do the Ratzon Hashem. He would call it, like the Rupchitz said, what he called, like first of all, the regular pshat is he like tried to leave behind what we call the junk, right?
Put this together, really good.
Right, and the Rupchitz said he tried to leave behind the aspect of his humility which was preventing him from thinking he could accomplish. As his dakech chomro ad kishav ke Adam kodmachet. He became like Adam Kormachet. V'zehu vayera Hashem el Avram. And that's why it says that now Hashem appeared to Avram, right? Because he was transforming the world of the physical. All the things that appear to be hindrances, all the things that make you see impossible, hefech, if you try to sanctify them, they no longer become hindrances. They become lenses through which you see things more clearly. And that's the chor is also the same thing. Right? If a person, as it were, has done his tshuva, what he called me'ava, the way what he called, ultimately we all aspire to, etc., to do tshuva properly, so then what he called, then all of the events that he did, right, that, again, what he called, you know, we don't plan to do them, that's echt v'yosh, we don't plan to do them in sin, and then we say, oh, Hashem, please forgive me, etc. But afterwards, it gives the person the ability to be able to connect on a level, right, that he wouldn't have had otherwise. He wouldn't have had otherwise. Right? Like we talked about before, Darachti li Yehuda Keshes, the Pasuk says in Yizkharia, that Yehuda, who's the paradigm of Tshuva, and his most lustrous descendant, David HaMelech, whom agever, who come all, he raised the yoke of Tshuva, right? It says, Darachti li Yehuda Keshes. Yehuda is like a Keshes, like a bow. You pull back, you're back going the wrong way. Right? When you let go, the arrow goes much further than it would have gone otherwise. Because now that you've done tshuva, you've tried to sanctify what he called all of your experiences, etc., right? You're trying to what he called your charata and your kabbalah and your ratzon to want to come home. So then everything you experience just more finely tunes your whole physical being in a way that now you what he called you see things more clearly.
But Abraham wasn't in a state doing tshuva. He was
he was over to Vodazar, he felt bad about that. Uh-huh. Right, he felt bad about that.
He must have been before he was 3 years old.
Yeah, well, yeah, he began his process at 3. Right, he was, yeah, okay. Right, and that's why it says over here, he became like Adam Kodama Chait, V'zeu Vayera Hashem El Avram Vayomer Ahainu Shemitchila Ro'oso. He made a mizbeach to Hashem because now I can see Hashem. Now I can see Hashem. Right? He had done that. Recall that incredible act. Right? That incredible act of entering into Eretz Yisrael. Recall a land which was soaked with what you call with ability to connect to the Boreh just below the surface. Right? You come here. You come there. You see this. You see that. You experience it just right into the surface. It's a unique land. Right? Everything is every place has got Hashem's connection in it. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's just below the surface. Dig it out. Then afterwards. Then what happens is Vayetak Misham Ahara, Mikeren Leisel Vayeta Alo.
Then he went to
Beit. Right. Then he went to Beit. Vayeta Alo Beisel Yam Vayai Mikeren Vayivan Sham Mizbeach LaHashem Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. So the first Mizbeach was he gave thanks to Hashem. Then now I can see him, right? And now what does he do? He wants to share with others. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Says Ramban, V'anocha, no, shahaya kore v'kol godol sham lifnei ha-mizbeach al eshem Hashem.
He went to Beit Kiel, now he wants to share with Hashem?
No, he wants to share with other people. He says, v'yikro b'shem Hashem, the Ramban says, v'yikro b'shem Hashem, again, Rashi explains it differently, but we're going with the Ramban here. The Ramban really quotes, says, v'yikro b'shem Hashem, what did he do? Hanochon shaya kore v'kol godol sham lifnei mizbeach eshem Hashem. Modia oso velakus lo b'nei Aram. He went to teach people. He was Kori, come to the Rabbanu Shalom.
So before Avraham Avinu went to Eretz Israel, he wasn't concerned in teaching people. He was only in discovering Hashem.
Well,
and then he raised himself to another level of teaching others.
But we know he did teach people in Chutz Laaretz also. He says Va'anefesh Asher also b'choram, right? But again, what he called it's like every level. Then in Chutz Laaretz he was there. Comes to Eretz Israel. Now he sees Hashem. He first builds a mizbeach of thanks to Hashem for revealing himself to him. Then now I can finally see him. He's on new madrega, and now he starts all over again. Now we're going to start teaching more people now,
different.
Right? With the new, what he called the new level. He's achieved. Fine. Further. Then what does he do? Right? It says, Vayisa Avram haloch v'nasoa negba. And Avram now travels, haloch v'nasoa, going and traveling, hanegba, towards the south. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Valeches ledroma shel Eretz Yisrael v'hu letzad Yerushalayim. He's constantly trying to grow. He is spiritually upwardly mobile. He's going towards Yerushalayim. In other words, he senses, right? He knows that Yerushalayim is the center of everything. That is the place of Hashras HaShechinah, the Ikar Mokom of Hashras HaShechinah. He's going towards Yerushalayim. That's what Rashi says. Because he entered in towards the northern part of Eretz Israel. Northern part, whatever. The northern part near, what we call near.
He senses about these higher places.
Right. And he's going toward, he's going towards Yerushalayim. Says what he caught.
We just wanted to grow more and more.
Right, right, right. The Rav Yonasan Eibshitz adds to this. He says, Kilo nosan ena v'mamon. He didn't think about money. Rakli ischakem. He wanted to become wiser. And of course, like we saw before, every time he became wiser, he wanted to share that wisdom. Right? Yadrim, a person who wants to, what do you call, become wiser, when he davens, he should tilt himself towards the south. Right? Towards the south. Like the menorah in the Mishkan is on the southern wall. Right? So Avram's whole gisha, he's going daroma, he's going south, he's going to become wiser. And we know that when any time he becomes wiser, he wants to share that with others. Right? He becomes wiser, he wants to share with others. Wiser, he wants to share with others. Further. Yeah? So now, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel,
you see the Moors on the south side?
Yeah, right. That's what the Gemara says. If a person wishes to become wise, he should think that it means like face towards the south. It means the idea of required. The menorah, right, etc. That's on the southern wall. If a person wants to become wealthy, tilts towards the north. That's where the Shulchan was, right? Called the Shulchan that always had plenty on it. The Shulchan in the Mishkan. So now in Perek Yud Gimel. In Perek Yud Gimel, Avram had his, what do you call it? Perek Yud Beis, what do you call it? At the end of Perek Yud Beis, he went down to Mitzrayim. In Perek Yud Gimel, now he's leaving Mitzrayim, he's coming back to Eretz Israel.
Wait, I don't understand. What do you mean, he's going to Eretz Israel?
No, same, but then there came the famine, right? He had to go down to Mitzrayim, right? And now he's leaving Mitzrayim. Leaving Mitzrayim. So this pasuk over here is after when he's leaving Mitzrayim. Vayelech lemasa'ov.
So wait, did he make it to Yerushalayim or no?
Well, he's going in that direction. Just says he's going in that direction. Doesn't say.
Then the famine.
Right, then famine. And then he goes down to Mitzrayim. And now he's coming back out of Mitzrayim. It says, Vayelech lemasa'ov. Mi negev. Va'ad beisel. El makom asher yasham ba'olo b'chila bein beisel v'ein ay. So he goes lemasa'ov. Masa'ov. In other words, his stopping places. Wherever he traveled before, that's where he traveled now. That's where he traveled now. That's where he traveled now. Okay? I can't stop in the middle. What do you call it? Perfect? Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Big smile. Looks good. Baruch Hashem.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, good. So what did you do? Somebody called. So he traveled on the same places. So Rashi says,
Starting off with Shechem.
Right. He went back to what he called. He says, Vayelech Amasov, mi Negev. He started what he called. He started from the south because he came back from Mitzrayim. Va'ad Beisel, all the way back to Beisel. Ad HaMakom HaShayom Sha'alo Batchila. Bein Beisel Ben Yisrael. He returned to the place where he first built his mizbeach, where he called out to everybody to return to what he called to Hashem, to proclaim Hashem's what he called presence and oneness to everybody there. That was his first teaching mizbeach.
Back to Shechem.
Right. This is what he called. This is before. This is the one afterwards. This is Bein Beis El, Bein Beis El, Bein I. The first place was Shechem.
First place was Shechem.
Right. He what he called. But here he went back to Beis El. That was the second place. That was the one where the second mizbeach was. Where that was the Mizbeach that he built, where he was Kori B'Shem Hashem, the Ramban said he wanted to teach everybody, come, let me teach you. Let me teach you what I've learned.
So I'm confused. He went from the Negev to Beit Shem, or Negev back to Beit El?
Back to Beit El. In other words, the Negev is the south, he went to Mitzrayim, then he's coming back up through the Negev, and he went back to Beit El. So Rashi says, on Vayelech L'Masa'ov, right, he went to the exact same Howard Johnson's, the same motels, that he went to on his way down. Lamedcha derech eretz, to teach you, what do you call it? To teach you derech eretz, right? To teach you derech eretz. What's the derech eretz? Shal yishane adam me'achsan yishlo. If you've gone to a certain place, continue to go to the same place. Why, says the Guraye? Because otherwise, what you're doing is, yeah, you're implying there was something wrong the first time you were there. Right? Or perhaps you might be implying about yourself that maybe the Baal HaBayis didn't like you so much over there. But you have to be careful in every action that you do. Right? So Avram learns, grows, Avram teaches. Avram realizes he's an example. Right? So he has to make sure, what he called, that he sets a proper example. He goes back to the same places that he was in originally. So no one should think that either was something wrong with the place, the Baal HaBayis, or they shouldn't think that the Baal HaBayis found something wrong with him. Another point, right? Again, the Pasuk says, Vayelech Lemasa'ov. He went, you know, he traveled normally. No rush, he didn't run. Right? He went, I've traveled normally in Minegev, from the south, coming back from Mitzrayim, he's going into the south of Eretz Yisrael, Ad Beis El until Beis El, right, etc. Says, right, what do you call it? This is the uncle of the Beis Yosef, told us Yitzchak. Mm-hmm. He says, Avram's leaving Mitzrayim. Remember, in Mitzrayim, he received all of these gifts that they gave him, right, mm-hmm. from Berkov of Haro, because they would call it, they thought Sarah was his sister, etc. So he says, Vayelech Lemasov, Levisha Matana Shenosul Bishul Sarah.
He goes and he travels.
Right, he travels regularly.
After he left.
After the Mitzrayim. He's regularly. He's not running. He says, Hayuke Ki'ilu B'mirma. And this is what he caught. It came to him, but it came to him not in a straight fashion. Right, as they gave him these presents, because they're hoping to win favor in his eyes, that he would give his sister over, right, to the king, when really the truth is she was never his sister, she was his wife. Sha'al Sha'amar Achosi Yinitnu. El Shaparo Machal. Paro said, okay, fine. What he caught, keep it. I don't want it back. You know, all the presents you got as a result of, you know, people trying to influence you to give your sister to me when it turns out your sister is your wife, etc. Paras mochel. V'im kol zeh, ulay yischaret achar shesholcho v'yikchum imeno matonos. So you recall, even though Paro was mochel, but Avram could have been concerned, maybe he'll change his mind. He'll try to take away all this money from me, right? All the money, all the, what you call it, the flocks, etc. V'im haya adam acher. If it would have been somebody else other than Avram, Haya Boreach, he would run out of here like a bat out of purgatory, right? I'm not taking my time. I'm getting on a bullet train. Get out of here before they catch up with me. But if they change their mind, Beholich biyom echad mahalach shloshi, would have traveled with 3 days distance in one day. He would have run right as fast as his feet would carry him. Avol Avram, but not Avram. Lefi shahaya nadiv kon shamar lamelach zdom imchut v'atzochnal. Right, just like he told Melech Zedom, I don't want anything required from you. You don't have to give me anything. Amar Shavram lo halach kiborech. He didn't go like a person who's running away. El benachas ruach. He didn't get bent out of shape. He didn't worry. V'masos atzmam. Shebolim Mitzrayim ba'osa chazer v'yichan sham. He just retraced his steps at the same pace and the same places. V'yimischartu yavol v'yichu shalahem. And if they want to change their mind, then that's what Hashem wants.
Meaning they would be able to find him.
Right. He's not required. In other words, in his traveling, he's teaching. In other words, Avram, we call it, he enters into Eretz Yisrael. The Rapture told us, before he comes to Eretz Yisrael, we call it, how can I possibly do any of this? Hashem says, of course you can. Leave behind your sense of, what do you call it, of selfless, what do you call it, you don't believe that you can do it. Right? Your deficiencies. What do you call it? Don't focus on that. You can do it. So Avram comes in, and all of a sudden, for the revelations, what do you call it, everything, what do you call it, he sees, what do you call it, the ground itself sprouts the voice, and what do you call it, he says, unbelievable. And the minute he learns something, he wants to teach it. Right? It means he wants to teach it. And then, what do you call it, as soon as he teaches it, then he goes down, what do you call it, he's forced to go down Mitzrayim. Now he's down, that's an Nisayon. It's an Nisayon. All of a sudden things get dark. You gotta go down Mitzrayim. At least that's the way, what do you call it, that's the way Rashi understands it. Ramban says, what do you call it, whatever. But what do you call it, but Rashi says, what do you call it, it was an Nisayon. Why are you sending me out of Eretz Yisrael? Doesn't ask any questions. He goes down to Mitzrayim. Comes, what do you call it, out of Mitzrayim, he goes back to the exact same places to teach us both Derech Eretz. Yeah. Benon Lechavero. Not to bring shame on the places that he was in before, to imply that Kilo, what do you call it, oh, this is a junky hotel, I'm not going to go back there, right, etc. He went back to the exact same places. Or, according to, what do you call it, the Tolos Yitzchak, to teach us, what do you call it, that he went at his own pace, you know, and he's not going to worry. He has bitachon v'Hashem. If, what do you call it, if they want to take it back some later, that's what do you call it, that's Hashem's Asik. It's not my Asik. I don't have to worry about that. And finally, right,
I wonder what Hashem's plan was. He was doing good, Abraham. He was on a roll. He was showing people. He was connecting to God. And Hashem sent us back in Mitzrayim.
That's like Mitzil Sisharm says. The person's topic in this world is to be over Hashem, to Mekayim Mitzvos, and to Omid Ben Yisayim. To withstand tests. The tests. Because if you think about it, yeah, to be over Hashem means, what do you call it, I'm being over Hashem. I'm trying to connect. I'm trying to raise myself up. I'm connecting.
What's Oved?
Oved. Avod. Avoda. Yeah, Avod is Hashem. Right? Then there's Mimakai Namitzos. That means I'm translating the world, right, into, what do you call it, into, like we talked about before, every mitzvah.
Avod Hashem is mitzvah.
Well, Avod Hashem can be really, is tefillah, is connection, is lifting yourself up. It is painting, what you call painting your perception of the world, right? Through connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then, once you've painted your perception of the world, then now I have to translate the world into revealing Hashem's presence in everything. I do little mitzvahs, like we talked about before. Mitzvah, remember, mitzvah. Mem tzadi, right? And Akbash, right? We saw from the Marsha, the, what do you call the Orachayim, right? The Shlah brings it all down. Mem tzadi and Akbash. Right, what do you call it? The letters are interchangeable. Is Yud K?
Yud's command.
Right, what do you call it? And then there's the letter, the Vav K. So every mitzvah is right. Is writing Hashem's name. It's writing Hashem's name. So each person, you know, with his what do you call it? You know, the act itself, which is reflected in the Vav Hey, which is written explicitly, and embedded in that is the part of Hashem record that's hidden from us as we do the mitzvah. That's the Yud Kei, the Dvarma Tikim. We're not going to get into that now. So you're writing Hashem's name in your handwriting on with your unique nurture nature, your quirks, your handicaps, your strengths, etc. You're writing Hashem's name with your handwriting, as it were, on every object that you do a mitzvah with. And then Nisayon is, because the Maisa, right, you have to know that Hashem is still beyond whatever we see, right? In other words, Hashem is endless. If I think, you know, I'm being over Hashem, I'm being Mekayim Mitzvos, so then what do you call it? So it becomes, what do you call it? So that's it, I'm not connected to Hashem. Hashem is endless. So sometimes you have to open yourself up to, I can't wrap my head around everything. You step through the looking glass of not understanding. That's the Nisayon. Right? The Nisayon is you're making it difficult for me to kind of mitzvos. Why? Because when a person does that, then he's able to go through, it's like he's entering into a new level of experience. Right? And then once he's entered into the new level of experience, right? So then he connects on that level. And then you come to the what do you call it, you got to step up another rung, and it also becomes dark again because the connection to Hashem is endless, right? So, but it's only through nisyonos that a person is where flexes his muscles. Right? Hashem should spare us, right? Al tevini lo de nisyon lo de vizoyin. We don't ask him. But the ones that Hashem sends us, we got to know this is to flex our muscles so we'll be able to rise to what we call a different plane. Final part of the parsha, right? The final part of the parsha is bris milah. Is bris milah. Right? Imagine, here's Avram. He starts off the parsha. Right, like the Rav just told us. Leave behind your what you call which you think is all your chesronos. He goes from one thing to the next. He has the vision, and then he teaches, and then he winds up going down to what he called to Mitzrayim, right, etc. And he has the Nisayim, and then he comes back in, and he teaches us both the Derech Eretz, the way he traveled from one motel to the next motel the same way, and also he'll be tough on, he's not concerned if they run after him, try and take away what he had, that's not my ASEC, etc. And every step of the way, in other words, the world has become clearer to him, he has visions that before he didn't have visions, etc. And then the final thing of the parsha is, right, Hashem Baruch Hu says to him, Ani Kel Shakai, we've talked about this before, but just to complete it, he says, Ani Kel Shakai, Hashem introduces himself to Avram with the shame Kel Shakai. And he says to him, I want you to do bris milah, right? Right? Compared to Yud Zayin, by Avram ben Tishim Shana, by Tishim Shanim, by Yera Hashem al Avram, by Yomar I love Ani Kel Shaka, he sailed the funny vee summy. That now receive a new Venechava Beos Kobi Mod Mod, right? I want you to do Bris Mila. And Kel Shaka, I remember we learned, yes, certainly the Kli Yakar understands it, again, the different ways to understand it, that Kel Shaka is the name associated with Hashem, Ani Amar Lo Olami Dai. Right? In other words, the way the Kli Yakar understand it, the Gemara in Chagiga says that the world was expanding and expanding like two spindles, on a loom, getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Hashem told Avram to do Bris Milah, or Bris Milah?
No, Hashem told Avram to do Bris Milah, right? Right? So what do you call it? Right. So the Gemara says that the world was expanding. Hashem said, "Die, enough."
Right.
And the way the Kli Yakar understood it, again, there are other ways to understand it, but the way he understood it is that Hashem designed the degree of physicality that it shouldn't get too much, right? It shouldn't get too much, because too much we wouldn't be able to find our way out of the physicality, right? We wouldn't be able to find Hashem's presence. It'd be too thick. So he says, die. And that's where the name Shah, followed by die, from Shakai. Enough. So Amar lo lomo die. He said to his world, enough. And that's the name that he uses to Avram to introduce Bris Milah. Because Bris Milah is the transformation of the Jew's guf. Right? So that now his, what we call the transformation of his guf, now becomes that his guf is fine-tuned to have that proper balance between the world of physicality and the world of spirituality. So his entire struggle, Avram's entire struggle, his emergence into being able to see things, entering into Eretz Yisrael, being able to see things, then teaching people, etc., then teaching both what he called by didactic methods, then teaching also by example, and what he called, and the conclusion, as it were, of the parsha is, and now you will transform your guf. And this will be the Jewish guf from here on. Ani Kel Shakai, and that's what he called. That's the final, as it were, the denouement of the partial transformation of Avram.
But you would have thought that already happened without the Bris Milah, because he came to the Eretz Yisrael, he did that transformation.
All of that is really cool, just like in Yahadus in general. It's not enough just to have transform internally. You got to do an act. Right? You got to do an act. The act of Bris Milah is the final concretization of the transformation record of the Jewish guf. So Avram's understanding, right, increased by leaps and bounds. Avram's teaching, Avram setting example, and now finally record, and now the guf will change as well. Anikel Shakai, and Bris Milah.